The Gary McFarland Legacy Ensemble getting us off to a rather bluesy start this evening on Jazz Tonight. Good evening, I'm Rich Tozier. This is Jazz Tonight, a program which, if you are listening to now, you're either hearing it on radio, and it's Sunday night from 9 to midnight, or if you're hearing it online, it could be Friday evening from 8 to 11. It beams every Friday evening from 8 to 11. And it's also archived on our website for several weeks thereafter at mpbn.net under Audio on Demand. Because of your financial support, Jazz Tonight happens with help from the law offices of Lenny Sharon, with a statewide practice specializing in criminal defense and family law for more than 40 years. Gary McFarland, whose name you don't hear too much these days, was getting a lot of kudos and accolades and praises and great claims to fame back in the late 60s and early 70s. He was an arranger and a composer, and he passed away before he finished doing what he had to do. He passed away at the age of 38 in 1971, Gary McFarland. The Gary McFarland Legacy Ensemble is led by its drummer, Michael Benedict, who married the widow of Gary McFarland and is carrying on the music with this CD, which just came out, Circulation, The Music of Gary McFarland, which featured front and center Joe Locke on vibes. Great vibist, someone we're hearing more and more these days on other people's recordings. He's made a few of his own, but one of his as a leader will be forthcoming in the near future. We certainly hope so. Cheryl Cassidy on the saxophone, Bruce Barth on piano. He did the arranging. Mike Lawrence on bass, and we will hear more from this as time goes on. Circulation, The Music of Gary McFarland by the Gary McFarland Legacy Ensemble. Tonight on Jazz Tonight, we'll be listening to the alliance of jazz and strings, not always a happy marriage, but it did work well in the hands of Stan Getz and Charlie Parker, both of whom recorded for the Verve label at different times. Stan Getz, his Focus CD, or CD, the CDs didn't exist then, his Focus album was a masterpiece and still is. Charlie Parker made a number of recordings for various labels, which became Verve, in 1949, 1950, and 1952. We'll hear some of those, too. That's all coming up in the second hour of the program. I hope you can stick around. Karen Allison, and you may want to make a note of this in your date book, is returning to Maine. She came to Stonington last summer. I wasn't able to catch her, unfortunately. She performed at the G. Watson Gallery in Stonington. The good news is that she's coming back this summer on August 7th. Here's Karen Allison from her CD, Round Midnight, the title track.
Begins to tell round midnight I do pretty well till after sundown. Supper time I'm feeling sad, but it really gets bad around midnight. Memories always start round midnight. Haven't got the heart to stand those memories. When my heart is still with you, and old midnight knows it too. When some quarrel we've had needs mending, Does it mean that our love is ending? Darling, I need you, but lately I find you're out of my arms and I'm out of my mind. Let our love take wing round midnight. Let the angels sing for your returning. Let our love be safe and sound when old midnight rolls around. Does it mean that our love is ending? Darling, I need you, but lately I find you're out of my arms and I'm out of my mind. Our love take wing round midnight. Let the angels sing for your returning. Let our love be safe and let our love be sound when old midnight. When it rolls around.
There were four little glitches in that recording, and I apologize for that. Something with the CD, not quite sure what. It might be specks of dirt, but anyway, I hope you got the best of that. That was a new recording by Paquito de Rivera, playing clarinet on that track, and Quinteto Cimarron. Paquito comes from Cuba, and so does that string quintet whom he met in northern Spain and Galicia a while back, and they decided to make a recording together. It's called Airs Tropicales, and that was Alborado y Son. And as I mentioned, it just came out. We played it that last week, and we played it at the end of the program. Unfortunately, we had to fade out before it came to those glitches. Anyway, sorry about that, as they say, and we will maybe hear some more from that if we can see what the problem is with the CD. Anyway, just before that, something else that was new from Christian Finger. He's a drummer, and the CD is called Ananda, which in Sanskrit means the world is bliss. That's from his new CD, which bears that title, Ananda, and that featured Zach Brock on the violin. We started off with Karen Allison doing the title track from Round Midnight. Karen Allison, who will be coming to Maine again this year. She'll be coming to the G. Watson Gallery on August 7th in Stonington. We'll tell you more about that as that date approaches. It's Jazz Tonight. I'm Rich Tozier. And time to just take a break and mention some of the jazz events that are going on around the state. Coming up on Friday, June 5th, and Saturday, June 8th, pianist Noah Haidu and his trio will be performing at the Phippsburg Congregational Church. I will play a track from a CD of his very soon here in a few minutes. Anyway, that'll be taking place at 7:30 on Friday, the concert at the Phippsburg Congregational Church. And then again on Saturday at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, Noah Haidu and his trio will be at the River Arts in Damariscotta. Noah Haidu, a pianist whose reputation is growing as we speak, well worth hearing. Coming up on Sunday, June 7th, from 7:30 to 9:30, James Cotton will be playing the blues, James Cotton's Super Harp, at the Saco River Theater, 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. on Sunday, June 7th. The Saco River Theater is at 29 Salmon Falls Road in Bar Mills, Maine, and reservations are required by Friday the 5th, if you want to check that out. On Wednesday, June 10th at One Longfellow Square, the Jazz Workshop will be performing. John Clark has assembled some of the state's top jazz players, performing music by Monk, Mingus, and various other folks, as well as a wide variety of originals by members of the group. That will be at 8 o'clock at One Longfellow Square, Wednesday, June 10th. On Thursday, June 11th, two shows at 6:30 and 9 p.m., Django Agogo at One Longfellow Square in Portland, featuring guitarist Stephanie Remble, Stefan Remble and his band, music of Django Reinhardt and some originals. If there's anything you know of that's going on in the realm of jazz, please shoot us a flare. You can do that very easily by listing it on our community calendar at mpbn.net, and you can also write me an email. It's best to do both of those because If you just send an email, sometimes those do get lost in the shuffle, but I always go through the jazz events before I put the program together, the jazz events in the community calendar. MPBN.net offers classical music programming 24 hours a day, whenever you want, wherever you want. To hear it, all you do is visit mpbn.net and click on the Listen Now button. It's at the top of the page. Our on-air programming stream is also there. If radio isn't handy or if our signal isn't quite reaching you, listen live for classical music or our on-air programming 24 hours a day. Just click on Listen Live at the top of the page at mpbn.net. Well, we've been getting out there a little bit in this hour. Let's take it right back to the pocket and listen to the Jazz Crusaders from 1962. The Jazz Crusaders, before they dropped the name Jazz from their name, here they are with Kathy's Dilemma.
Thank you.
posthumous release from pianist Sal Mosca. That was recorded back in 1992 in Holland, and it just came out, a double disc, The Talk of the Town, Love Me or Leave Me, Sal Mosca, one of the great pianists, a great solid player back in his day, contemporary of Dave McKenna. Just before that, Curtis Fuller, the trombonist, and we heard Arabia, recorded in 1959 with Lee Morgan on trumpet, Benny Golson on tenor, Wynton Kelly on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, Charlie Persip was the drummer, Curtis Fuller on trombone. We started off with the Jazz Crusaders, back when they were known as the Jazz Crusaders, with another solid trombonist on the front line, Wayne Henderson, Wilton Felder on the tenor, Joe Sample on piano, Victor Gaskin on bass, Styx Hooper on drums from their heyday. Recorded live at the Lighthouse in Hermosa Beach, California in August of 1962. It's Jazz Tonight. We'll hear one more before we leave this first part of Jazz Tonight. This is new from Eugenie Jones.
Lips. I want to lose them. Take my arms, I'll never use them. Your goodbyes left me with eyes that cry. How can I go on, dear, without you? When you took the part that once was my heart, so why not take all of me, me?
Eugenie Jones from her new CD, Come Out Swingin', with Bill Anschell on piano. That's going to do it for part one of Jazz Tonight. I'm Rich Tozier. Stick around. Coming up in the next hour, the focus of tonight's program, strings. Stan Getz with strings, Charlie Parker with strings. Great combinations. These are the listener-supported stations of MPBN, WMEA Portland 90.1, WMEH Bangor 90.9, WMEW Waterville 91.3, WMED Calais 89.7, WMEM Presque Isle 106.1, WMEF Fort Kent 106.5, WMEP Camden 90.5, and on the web at mpbn.net. Thank you. Stan Getz on the tenor saxophone with a string section arranged by Eddie Sauter. Roy Haynes, by the way, on drums from the Stan Getz masterpiece. It's called Focus, and if you like Stan Getz and that's not in your collection, you should have it. It's definitely a classic by Stan Getz. I'm late, I'm late. The marriage of strings and jazz is not always a happy marriage. In this hour, though, we're going to listen to a couple of combinations of jazz musicians and string sections in which it works out quite well. I don't know if it's a coincidence or not, but both of the artists were featuring tonight, recorded for the Verve label. Stan Getz, that was recorded in 1961. And we will hear also from Charlie Parker with strings. Charlie Parker always wanted to record with strings. He made a few recordings over the years between 1949 and 1952, and I think he wanted to do more with strings before he checked out. But we'll hear some of the recordings he made between those years, starting with this one, Just Friends from 1949, Charlie Parker with strings.
Thank you. Thank you.
We've been listening to Charlie Parker with strings from two years recording sessions, 1949 and 1950, the latter two tracks coming from 1950. Charlie Parker with a large string section. The first three tracks we heard featured Mitch Miller as the director of the session. We heard Just Friends, I Didn't Know What Time It Was, and If I Should Lose You, and then the latter two from 1950, If I Should Lose You, and or Out of Nowhere, and Laura. Out of Nowhere is a tune that Charlie Parker worked with several times with smaller groups. Charlie Parker, who in that session sounds like a diamond in the smooth. I mean, he just saves the whole thing and makes it come together. The strings, string players, some of those people were session players, some classical musicians with regular stints in orchestras around New York City, coming together in the studios to make those recordings. Charlie Parker. We're listening to Jazz with Strings tonight, primarily the recordings of Charlie Parker and Stan Getz. Stan Getz, the focus sessions composed by and arranged by Eddie Sauter. In a way, it's a simple public radio recycling solution when you're tired of or you have no use for or at your wit's end with your once beloved automobile. Consider donating it to the Car Talk Public Radio Donation Program. Proceeds will benefit MPBN and help pay for the programs you are not tired of. And you get a tax deduction as well. We'll even pick it up for you. All you have to do is call. For more information about this, visit mpbn.net and click on the Car Talk Vehicle Donation button in the top left corner. And thanks. We go back now to Stan Getz. We'll hear three tracks from Focus. Stan Getz, compositions by Eddie Sauter, who did the arranging as well. Thank you.
Thank you.
Stan Getz and three tracks from Focus, recorded over a period of several months in 1961. Stan Getz on the tenor saxophone with arrangements and compositions by Eddie Sauter. A great album, perhaps one of the greatest for each of those gentlemen. Focus is the name of it. Jazz and Strings. Jazz and Strings tonight in this hour of Jazz Tonight. I'm Rich Tozier. Hope you're enjoying this. It's not as hard and energetic. Well, there is energy there, but it's not as hard-hitting as some of the stuff we usually play at this time of the evening. There's a couple of very convenient ways for you to watch full episodes of your favorite MPBN television programs whenever you want. You can use the MPBN video player. It's online at mpbn.net. Just click on television or on demand and then video on demand and then watch at your convenience MPBN television programs of your choice, local MPBN and your favorite PBS programs, including an archive of past programs as well. There's also a search function. And if you have a Roku box, there's a PBS video app in the Roku video store that also has all your favorite PBS and MPBN television programs there, all in one place. Well, we will go back to Charlie Parker. Charlie Parker from a couple of dates in 1950 and 1952 with Strings. We'll start off with Easy to Love, Charlie Parker.
Thank you.
Charlie Parker with strings, recording for Norman Grant's and his labels back in the 1950s. That's from a 1952 date, Autumn in New York. We'll hear a version of that by Arthur Blythe in the next hour of the program. Just before that, Stella by Starlight and Lover. Charlie Parker in 1952 with a little more beefed up group backing him up. Not only strings, but some horns as well. Some excellent work there from Bill Harris on trombone. And we start off that set with a couple of tracks from 1950. We heard Easy to Love and I'm in the Mood for Love. Charlie Parker, a tune which he appropriated as his own and recorded it many times with smaller groups. Eddie Jefferson put lyrics to it at one point, Parker's Mood. And that wraps up this second hour of Jazz Tonight. I'm Rich Tozier. We have about an hour or so to go. I hope you can stick around. Many businesses and organizations in and around Maine join listeners in supporting various public radio programs on the MPBN radio service. To learn how your business can benefit from supporting MPBN, either on MPBN radio or on MPBN television or both, please visit our website, mpbn.net. Click on Business Support to find information about the value of sponsorship, answers to frequently asked questions, and contact information. Or you can give us a call, 1-800-884-1717, and ask for Susan Tran. And, of course, thanks for your support of public broadcasting here in Maine. And here's an example of what we were just talking about. Because of your financial support, Jazz Tonight happens with help from the law offices of Joe Bornstein, a statewide practice representing injured and disabled Mainers since 1974, joebornstein.com. WMEW Waterville, 91.3, WMED Callis, 89.7, WMEF Fort Kent, 106.5, WMEH Bangor, 90.9, WMEP Camden, 90.5, WMEM Prescott, 106.1, WMEA Portland, 90.1, and on the web at mpbn.net. I'm Rich Tozier. When listing jazz events around the state in the first hour of the show, I mentioned that pianist Noah Haidu and his trio would be giving two performances here next Friday and Saturday. That's June 5th and 6th. Noah Haidu has a few recordings to his credit, and he's making quite a name for himself around New York. Next Friday, Noah Haidu and his trio will be at the Phippsburg Congregational Church at 7:30, and then on Saturday the trio will perform at River Arts in Damariscotta. That'll be at 4 o'clock Saturday afternoon. Here's Noah Haidu with a larger group from his first CD as a leader. It's called Slipstream. The track we'll hear is called Soul Step. Came out on Positone a couple of years ago. Trumpeter Jeremy Pelt joins him, saxophonist Joe Irabagon, and drummer Willie Jones III. Noah Haidu and Soul Step. Thank you. That's a quintet led by the pianist Noah Haidu, and you can see what a straight-ahead player he is. Again, Noah Haidu will be in Maine. He'll be in Maine next Friday and Saturday, that is June 5th and 6th. He'll be with his trio. He'll have a trio, piano, bass, and drums. 7:30 p.m. Friday evening, June 5th, Phippsburg Congregational Church in Phippsburg, and then on Saturday, June 6th at 4 o'clock in the afternoon at River Arts in Damariscotta, Noah Haidu and his trio. Well, let's carry on with the music. This is a CD that I brought to the studio many times. I played a track or two from it, but most of the times I brought it here, I haven't gotten around to it. It's a solid CD on the same label that Noah Haidu records for, Positone. Steve Davis is the trombonist here and the leader of the group. He's joined by Abraham Burton on the tenor, Larry Willis on piano, Nat Reeves on bass, and Billy Williams on drums. And this is called Angie's Groove.
Thank you. Charlie speaks of Lester. You know someone great is gone. The sweetest swinging music man had a Porky Pig hat on. A bright star in a dark age, when the bandstand had a thousand ways of refusing a black man admission. Black musician, in those days they put him in an underdog position. Sellers and Chitlin, when Lester took him a wife, arm in arm went black and white. And some saw red and drove them from their hotel bed. Love is never easy. It's short of the hope we have for happiness, bright and sweet. Love is never easy street. Now here we are, black and white, embracing out in the lunatic New York night. As for being hung, ran out of town, or swinging from a tree, that's unlikely. On the subway, on the music midnight makes, with Charlie's bass and Lester's saxophone, and taxi horns and brakes. Now Charlie, down in Mexico, with the healers, so the sidewalk lends us to music, to music. Two little dancers dancing outside a black bar. There's a sign up on the awning. It's a poor hi-hat bar. And the black baby
Na 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 na
from Germany, and it just arrived in the mail. John Hollenbeck conducting that arrangement of How Can I Keep From Singing? Lyrics, some of the lyrics by Pete Seeger, probably the first time Pete Seeger's music has been heard on this program. Theo Bleckmann and Kate McGarry doing the vocals. Yuri Kane and the Frankfurt Radio Big Band. Yuri Kane on piano and the Frankfurt Radio Big Band, which is comprised of some of Germany's crack musicians. From a CD called Simply Songs We Like a Lot, unusual treatments of some songs like that. How Can I Keep From Singing? Some of the other songs include Close to You, the Bacharach David tune, popularized by the Carpenters, and Up, Up and Away by Jimmy Webb. Different treatments, though. They deconstruct and reconstruct these songs. I haven't really explored the complete CD yet, but it sounds very intriguing so far. Just before that, something else that's new from trombonist Goomba Frank Lacey and the Mingus Big Band. This is the latest outing by that group. Sue Mingus produced it. Goodbye Pork Pie Hat with lyrics by Joni Mitchell. And Craig Handy took that tenor solo. We started off with trombonist Steve Davis and Angie's Groove from the For Real session on CD. I'm Rich Tozier. It's Jazz Tonight. We are rapidly running out of time, so let's get on with some more music. In the last hour, we heard Charlie Parker doing Autumn in New York. Here's another alto saxophonist, Arthur Blythe, with a string section, augmenting his own quartet, Blythe on alto, John Hicks on piano, Anthony Cox on bass, Bobby Battle as the drummer. From Basic Blythe, Autumn in New York, Part 2.
Thank you.
Since we are rapidly running out of time, I'm going to come in and talk over this great baritone solo by Pepper Adams. Seems almost sacrilegious in a way. Pepper Adams, from a 1957 date recorded in New Jersey, Watkins production, written by the bassist Doug Watkins, Sonny Red on the alto, Wynton Kelly on piano, Elvin Jones on drums, very early Elvin Jones on record. Just before that, we heard a West Coast sound, not cool, but very, very warm and straight ahead. This Teddy Edwards Octet recording for the Contemporary label. We have it here on a reissue. We heard Steppin' Lightly, which featured the baritone saxophonist Modesto Bresenio, Jimmy Woods on alto, Lester Robertson on trombone, Lester Robertson, Nathaniel Meeks on trumpet, Danny Horton on piano, Roger Alderson on bass, and Lawrence Marable on drums, the group led by tenor saxophonist Teddy Edwards. And some of those sidemen are guesswork. Not the best records were kept, and when this was reissued, Teddy Edwards had to just rely on his own memory to identify some of the personnel. We started off with Arthur Blythe, Autumn in New York, Part 2 from Basic Blythe, with John Hicks on piano and a string section. Wonder what Arthur Blythe is up to these days. I'm Rich Tozier. I hope you can join me next week. We will be listening to music of Lester Young with Teddy Wilson on piano. Lester Young will be heard with a few other folks as well, depending on how many of the CDs I can scrounge up from the piles that are scattered all over the place. Anyway, we'll try to deliver some half-decent music, so I hope you can join me then. Thanks for listening. If you ever want to get in touch with me, you can write me at rtozier@mpbn.net. And do all you can to support this kind of music. We all love it, don't we? Have a good week. We'll catch you later.